Her leg was abraded from the fall, only a little, but it stung. A moan escaped from her lips, equal parts pain and simple embarrassment. Without lifting her face, Angelica could see businessmen's loafers and women's low-heeled pumps moving steadily past, pausing, moving again as the light changed. When she rolled to one side to look up, a woman wearing a germ-blocking face mask met her glance with an apologetic bow and then kept going. A whisper of wind against thigh warned that her skirt was up, her panties exposed. She'd meant to buy new underwear this spring and never had. Too broke and too busy studying for the next Japanese language proficiency exam. Last night she had stayed up 2 extra hours and nodded off with her phone in her hand, kanji quiz app open, unfamiliar characters swimming through her dreams. She wasn't the only one struggling. Ask the other Filipino nurses, the West African physical therapists, the Indonesian caregivers. Ask anyone in her position, trying to learn fast enough to pass the latest JLPT, trying to avoid unsafe jobs and the loan sharks back home, trying to avoid being sent back at the wrong time, always keeping the door open to returning at the right time. But still, it could have been worse. Instead of dull gray hip huggers with a worn-out elastic band, she could have been wearing the weirdly juvenile underwear her sometimes lover Junichi had bought her. A 43-year-old Filipina should not be caught wearing a Hello Kitty thong. The blood was returning to Angelica's head now. She needed only to lie on her back and let the spinning stop. She had been hurrying and worrying about something, and not only kanji. The delivery man. That was why she had been rushing, why she had ignored the mounting headache, the prickly flush behind her knees, the feeling of unmanaged anxiety, an army of tiny ants creeping across her scalp. Her body had been trying to tell her, eat something, breathe, put your head between your knees. But there'd been no time. Minutes earlier, while waiting in a noodle shop for Junichi, late as usual, probably not even coming, she'd received a text from the agency relief nurse, Feng Fam.
Leaving early. Sayoko is fine. I have emergency.
When Angelica had texted back,
You can't. Wait until I get there.
She'd received no reply. She had set off toward the Ito family's luxury condo at a worried trot, throat constricting, scalp crawling. At any moment, the delivery man would be ringing the buzzer, having been assured that someone reliable would be there to greet him. Sayoko would be confused. Unless the old woman had thrown a tea towel over every elder cam eye spot in the house, Angelica's phone would automatically fill up with images of an agitated lady rolling back and forth toward the door in her outmoded wheelchair. If Sayoko's blood pressure plunged, or her heart rate increased past a certain point, programmed alarms would sound on her son's phone, even as he sat in an important business meeting in Kuala Lumpur. Dio Ito might think it was a serious emergency. Worst of all, Sayoko herself would be afraid and alone. Angelica knew how time could change in that kind of situation, how anxiety opened the door to a lonely eternity. Angelica closed her eyes, then opened them a moment later to see a white concave disc as wide as her shoulders hovering just above her face.
I'm fine,
she said as she tried to turn away from the public health device.
I have to get up. Please, remain still,
the machine responded. The disc's white wings angled down toward either side of her head, granting some small measure of privacy, a comfort more for bystanders who could hurry by with less guilt, even if their questions remained. Had they been standing close to her at the last crosswalk? Would there be some new outbreak announced on the evening news?
There's nothing wrong with me, she said.
A cuff tightened automatically around Angelica's arm. A black weight, no larger than a change purse, but hard and heavy, vibrated threateningly against her sternum. Thrusting her chin down into her neck, she just managed to see the unit's flickering red light, but only until the next instrument moved into place.
I have low blood pressure,
she said, before a rubber ring lowered around her mouth and sealed tight. That can't